This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Van Vieren. Today's episode is called Establishing the Foundation. Establishing the Foundation. Doesn't that sound intriguing? Well, if you want to know what this message is about, you're going to have to listen to the whole thing. Praise God. So let's get into a word of prayer. Then we can jump straight into today's Bible lesson. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Father, I want to really thank you for Jesus. I want to thank you for just helping me over the years and revealing certain things to me. And Lord, I see it as a giant puzzle. And Lord, you've been putting these pieces together for me. And Lord, I finally see it. And Lord, I want to share all this that you have given me. I want to share it with your people. So Father, I'm asking you to speak through me. And just get the message through to them, Lord. Open their ears, open their hearts, and help them to understand. Help them to receive, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. So I want to start off by saying something that Jesus said in the Gospels. He said, judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. Okay? And we're all familiar with that. And we actually use it, you know, in natural areas. Well, most of us do. In a more real sense, if you walk on any farm and you walk up to a tree, you can identify what tree that is based on the fruit that it's bearing. You know, you cannot walk up to a lemon tree and say, oh, this is an apple tree. I know my stuff. You can't say that. You know, if you walk up to a tree and it's bearing apples, it is an apple tree. If you walk up to a fig tree and there's no figs, just go on and curse it. I'm kidding. But you know what I'm saying? You identify the tree by the fruit that it bears. And I'm a South African and I'm living in South Africa. And I've been here my whole entire life so far. And something that I've noticed is the church on the whole. And when I say the church, I'm actually talking about the body of Christ. A large portion of the body of Christ in this nation is defeated. A large portion of the body of Christ in this country, they act just like the world acts. You know, there's nothing special about them. There's nothing that separates them from the rest of the world. Now, don't get angry when I say that. You know, let me explain myself. You know, I see a lot of Christians fighting, still fighting with each other. They're still bad-mouthing other ministers. As a matter of fact, listen to this. I've seen pastors, not one, not two, quite a few, that go on social media and they make wicked posts against certain presidents or other ministers. I remember years ago, I was going to this one church, and the senior pastor of this particular church that I was going to, he was a really good man. He really was. He was an anointed man. And you could see God in his life. You could see God all over his life. But there was another church that was jealous of him. And they would run adverts in the newspaper bad-mouthing him. They would actually run adverts bad-mouthing this pastor. And that just says a lot about that senior pastor. That says a lot about the type of church that he's running. But you can see how defeated the church is in South Africa. You know, everyone is still voting based on color. And it's not about God anymore. You know, it's about fleshy things. Okay. So when churches fight against other churches, and I see this a lot online, you know, where Christians make whole videos bad-mouthing other Christians. You know, they don't use that time to share the love of God. They don't use that time sharing what God did for us. They don't use that time to encourage people to get to know the Lord. You know, they use all their resources to badmouth another minister. They use all that resources badmouthing a certain president. You know, I don't care what a president does. We do not have that right to cast the first stone. You know, I love what this one minister said. And I forgot his name, otherwise I would have quoted it. But he said, if God did not send Jesus to condemn the world, he certainly didn't send you. Isn't that amazing? I have to say that again. If God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn it, he certainly did not send you. And there's actually a family that my brother and I know of. And we used to speak to them personally. And they believed that they have a thing called a correction ministry. And that's what's happening in South Africa. And I've come across so much churches that focus on getting money out the people. And almost every service, it's like, you must give, and God's going to prosper you. You must give, and then you can get healed. I'm sorry, Jesus already healed us. You cannot buy your healing. You cannot come in there and swipe your card and say, okay, I need healing today. And the pastor's like, cool, okay, let me just grab my speed point. You know, this is what is being taught. And in other countries in Africa, there's pastors making their congregation members drink petrol to prove that God protects them. Like, what is going on in this country? What is going on in this continent? And people, the body of Christ has gotten so far away from the written word of God. And like I've mentioned many times, and it used to seriously annoy me, like every second person calls himself a prophet. And I was listening to this one Christian radio station, and it was their time of prayer. And they had a few people on the panel, and they had, you know, their listeners call in and request prayer, etc. And it seems so fake, you know. Every time this presenter, he has to ask one of these people on the panel to pray for them, you'd say, oh, Pastor so-and-so, can you pray for them? Oh, Evangelist so-and-so, can you pray for them? Oh, Apostle so-and-so, can you pray for them? You know, just call them by their name. Just call them by their name. A tree must bear fruit, you know, but what's happening is people are going out there and they're going after the title. It's not about loving God. It's not about loving their neighbor. They're going out there for the title. They want people to look up at them and worship them, you know, and that's what irritates me about these people that go out and say, oh, you know what, I'm prophet so-and-so, and they give these fake words all day long. They're taking people's attention away from the written word of God. And when people hear a special little word, then they think, okay, cool, I can sit back and do nothing because thus saith God, that's what's going to happen. And now I can sit back and I can live a carnal life and it is going to happen for me. And I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. People have lost the truth about Christianity. And I'm going to share that with you in the second half of this podcast. But another thing that I want to quote, you know, people have put all the attention on their titles. You know, I remember my brother and I were driving somewhere, and there's this one college I went to years ago in Port Elizabeth, and on the wall. There's like, you know, something like 50 pamphlets like stuck on the wall, like literally right next to each other. And it makes the place look dirty. It makes the place look mossach. But anyway, there's this picture there of this woman and there's a big title and it says, Daughter of a Prophet. Like, who cares? You know, we're not, you know, this is what the people did. And the Apostle Paul did not like it, you know, because some people were saying, I only listen to Paul, you know, and other people said, I only listen to Apollos. And the other people would say, I only listen to Jesus. And, you know, it's all about pride, you know, and they've gotten so far away from the written word of God. And, you know, what I like, there's certain ministries that I follow personally, and there's certain ministries that I grow under. And you know what I love about them? These people are real teachers. They're real pastors. They're real prophets. But you never hear them quote those titles. Never, never. They call themselves by the name they were given at birth. And that's what I respect about them, because they take all the attention off of themselves and they put it on Jesus. They put all the attention on the written word of God. And that's where it needs to be, because God's word is God speaking to us, you know, and that's a problem. That's why South Africa is in chaos, because the church has lost its power, because they put the word one side and they're following after certain teachers. And these teachers are calling themselves all these titles and the people are loving it. And I see this online all the time. People will say, something good is going to happen to you this week. Just write amen to receive it. And you must see how the people fall for that rubbish. You must see how people fall for it, you know, or they say, share this and something good is going to happen. Money is going to appear in your banking account. That's what's happening in the church today. And that's why South Africa is like it is. That's why the rest of Africa is like it is, because it's like rubbish like that, because the word of God has been pushed one side. So what is the whole foundation about Christianity? Let's go back to John chapter 3 verse 16. And I'm going to just jump straight into it, because as you can see, the first half, I've been showing you like the condition of the body of Christ, you know, and in this country. Like, I've been living here my whole life. I've seen things. I've heard things, you know. I've heard about church disputes. I've seen how people have left churches because they aren't taken seriously, you know, but yet they're just congregation members, you know, and they don't want to submit to people. They want to go there as a congregation member and they want to run the whole church. And that's the condition, you know. But let's see what the foundation of Christianity is. Okay, it says, John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So why did God send Jesus? He sent Jesus because he loves us. He sent Jesus because he loves us. Do you want to know why God healed these people under the old covenant? It's because he loved them. He loved them first. He is love. That's what the Bible says. It says God is love. He loves us. And like, I'm honest with you, you know, even before we get to loving others, we need to first see what we have. You know, I'm going to read something to you and you're going to see what I'm talking about, because people think that, you know, when you hear faith worketh by love, they automatically think, okay, their faith is only going to work when they start loving others, but it doesn't start there. You got to first receive the love before you can give it out. Listen to this. This is John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, and you'll be familiar with this. It says, A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Do you see how you must love as Jesus loved you? Now, I've heard this so many times, and I can't stress enough, like, people are in error. You know, when you talk about the love message, they're like, yeah, I know. No, they don't know. How can I be so bold? Because they are not receiving it by faith. They hear it, they hear the message, and they just accept it. But you need faith to receive the love. And how does faith come? The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to be in teachings concerning the love of God. You need to renew your mind to the love of God. You need to speak to yourself on a daily basis. Just speaking about the fact that God loves you, quote scriptures to you. You know, whenever you're about to do something, say, you know what? This is going to be a success because I know God loves me. I know he loves me. Receiving his love is going to take faith. It doesn't just take a quick yes and amen. You know, it takes faith to receive. And you can see that because people don't know that he loves them, they say all day long, yes, yes, God loves me. They don't believe it. You've got to believe it in your heart. They believe it in their head, but you know what? The truth comes out when they're under severe pressure. And then all of a sudden they start blaming God and they say, I thought you loved me. I thought you loved me. Why isn't this working for me? Why can't I get this? I thought you loved me. You see, because Christians are trying to receive the love from their head, but they're not putting the word of his love in their heart. And it does take time. It's not going to take a weekend. This is something that you've got to do all the time. And a lot of people have let the love message slip because they're not feeding on the love of God. You need to feed on the love of God all the time. It needs to be a daily thing. I've heard one minister say this long time ago. He said, whatever you believe in God for, you've got to keep one hand on the love of God. But I'm going to take that one step further. You've got to always keep your hand on the love of God, because why did God send Jesus into the world to redeem us? Because he loves us. He loves us. Why did he create the human race in the beginning? Because he wanted a family. He is love. He's loving us all the time. And a lot of people don't have that revelation in their hearts that they are loved. That's why if anything goes wrong, they start blaming God. And I can speak from experience. I used to blame God as well. I used to blame God when I was younger. If something happens, I used to make him out to be the problem. Meantime, I was the problem. You know, I wasn't receiving from him. Like, church, we need to get real, okay? We need to go back to the foundation of what Christianity is all about. If the Bible says faith works by love, guess what? Faith works by love. And if your faith ain't working, it's because you're not receiving his love. You know, something happens when you know that you know that you know that God loves you. And I promise you this, you know, when you know that God, here's a quick test. If you think you're there, you're going to have fruit in your life. I'm honest. If you think you're there, you shouldn't have fear, because the Bible says perfected love cast out fear, because fear has torment. If you're still dealing with fear, you can't say things like, people say, no, I'm not afraid. Oh, really? Oh, really? You're not afraid? Okay. You know, there's some people that can't sleep at night because they're fearing something. You know, some people are afraid that they're going to lose their job. Their hair literally falls out. Okay. There's other people that's afraid of some sickness that they have. There's some people that's afraid of what's going to happen to their children. You know, for someone to just boldly say, you know, they're not afraid. I'm sorry, that's wrong. It's a different thing if you are meditating on the love all the time, you're practicing it, and all of a sudden you start loving your neighbor, and it's coming out because you know that God loves you so much that you can love your neighbor. You can't give what you don't have. I actually saw that in the movie Fireproof. It's a Christian movie by the Kendrick brothers. Such an awesome, awesome movie. It's about a couple, and the husband wasn't saved, and the wife wanted to leave him. There's a lot of things that happened. I don't want to spoil the plot for you, but cut a long story short, he was trying to win his wife back, and she wanted nothing to do with him, and his father was helping him through the process, and his father told him one day, he said, you can't give what you don't have. You can't give love because you don't have love. You know, you need Jesus. And such an awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you see it. And especially for everyone that's in marriage or they dating, it's such a great movie. I would highly recommend you buy it. You won't be disappointed. But, you know, you can't give what you don't have. And you need to receive the love in your heart. You are a spirit man. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You are a spirit. You know, you are a spirit and you live in a body. You need to know the love of God in your heart. You know, it needs to be real to you in your heart. That's why there's Christians that still act like the world does. Christians have more faith in their medical aid than God the healer. You know, people have more faith in the bank finance in your house than what they do in Jehovah Jireh. You know, God, he is a loving father. He's got amazing things for us, but people rather depend on the world than what they do with him. And it's because they don't know how much he loves them. People will rather go out into the world and find a partner by going on different social networks than trusting in him, because they don't know how much he loves them. Christians are still fighting in the church. The world is looking at us and laughing, and they're thinking, yeah, those guys missed it, because, you know, there's nothing special about them. They act like big babies. They go out judging everyone. They always think that they're in full control and they know nothing. And I'm honest with you, it's the truth. The Christian acts just like the world. And it's just the Christian thinks that they're holier than thou, and they're quick to judge everyone, and they got this massive beam in their own eye, but they're pointing out everyone's specs. And I've seen that so many times. I've mentioned this before. We had this guy that came into our home church and he was very disrespectful. You know, he tried to question everything we're saying. And every time he would try and speak the whole service about his own thing. And he did not have any fruit in his life. He was in a bad situation. When I first met him, he mentioned that he worked in how many churches? He spoke about so much different churches that he was part of. And that was a red flag to me because God, he's not unstable. God is against being unstable. He doesn't like it. You know, and he said in his word, if you're unstable, don't expect to receive anything from the Lord. And this guy, he had a history of jumping from church to church. And it's because, you know, he wanted to have his say and he never wanted to submit. And like the church wouldn't have it. Then he jumps to the next church. And when they don't want to take him seriously and they don't want to change their ways to fit what he believes, then he jumps to the next one. And he tried to do that with us. And like, I'm honest with you, that's where the church is. Because you know what? They can't love each other because they don't know how much God loves them. You know, that's where we got to start. Everyone talks about you must love your neighbor. And yes, that's going to happen. That's going to naturally happen when you know how much the Father loves you. I'm going to give you a great example of this. You know, so what am I saying? You got to receive his love first before you can love others. I used to work in this one restaurant and the boss was a fellow Christian and he was just a few years older than me. He was a really cool guy. And when he first took over the business, I was there before he came along, you know, and I was still under the original ownership. And when he came along and he bought the business, you know, I found out he's also a Christian and I started ministering to him and he started growing, you know, and we used to have like awesome time, like just discussing the word, you know, and he would receive a lot from Trevor and myself, and Trevor used to minister to him, I used to minister to him, but he had this little issue. If him and his wife would have an argument and something would happen in his home, he would take it out literally on everyone. And there would be some mornings he would come there. In the beginning, I didn't understand what was going on because I didn't know this about him. But in the beginning, he would come there and he would have attitude with everyone. And I'm like, dude, what's wrong? You know, like he's like chewing off everyone's heads, figuratively, obviously. And then I found out he's got this thing where he brings his problems from home and he offloads it on everyone else. And when things go good at home, he's happy with everyone else. And that's how man has been designed. You know, if you don't know that God loves you, how are you going to love everyone else? There's no way. I'm telling you right now, there's no way to walk in love with others if you don't know that God loves you first. I hope this message blessed you, and I hope that you really just go after the love of God. Put that on the top shelf because that is the foundation of everything pertaining to our Heavenly Father. And everything else will come easily when you put His love first. God loves you, we love you, and remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey everyone, if you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.